Yes, maybe to start with, this is not surprising. It is unfortunate, but it is not surprising. It is in keeping with the tradition of ZANU-PF. Whenever they are under pressure, like they are under pressure now from Zimbabwe People First, they resort to dirty tactics. In this case, they have decided to line up, you know, or concoct a story. Yeah, the kind of story that we read in the paper. Unfortunately, you know, even when you go to the basics, to the ethics of journalism, they should have at least given the chance to respond or go to a spokesperson or to the party spokesperson. And that was not done. Clearly, the motive was to malign, was to try and portray in bad light. But fortunately, you know, the state media has a reputation for writing lies, for coming up with all sorts of stories. And very few people, you know, still take them seriously or believe the kind of things that they write. So in a way, yes, it's unfortunate, but we are not surprised at all.
Are you going to approach the Voluntary Media Council or any media watchdog to get a redress?
Yes, we are still studying the situation. Our legal department, in consultation with the relevant authorities, is going to look into the matter. At the moment, I cannot say conclusively what action we are going to take going forward. But certainly, we don't, you know, as a principle, concern ourselves so much about what the ZANU-PF controlled government press writes.